Hello, everyone. Welcome back to OMG Stuff. I'm Jamie.
I'm Krista.
And today we are talking about, we thought this would be really fun. We're going to talk about our style evolutions. Because we went to fashion school. And Krista and I also grew up in the age of the logo. I'm talking Abercrombie, Hollister, you know. And especially going to a fashion school, we were just saying before we started how we were kind of forced to pay attention to what was happening in the industry, regardless of your major. So, yeah, we're going to chat a little bit about that.
Okay, so Jamie, why don't we start then you? Do you want to maybe just talk about, like, I love how you said the logo. First of all, I never considered it being that kind of, dude, section of time. That's genius.
Yes.
Do you want to, Jamie, maybe like your high school style or maybe just yes. Like – how you thought you were, my friend, before before FIT, just maybe before college in general.
Yeah. What about? So I grew up on Long Island, which was Abercrombie, Hollister, Central, you know. Fat Farm.
Oh my God, Kimora Lee Simmons. Hello, Jamie.
Fat Farm shoes were like the thing from like in both eighth and ninth grade, I would say, at my school, but very much everyone wore Abercrombie and Hollister. And then if you like really had money, you wore Armani Exchange.
Oh, shit. That's intense.
I learned that. I picked up on trends like and who was wearing what very quickly in my high school. I'm a very observant person. So for me, I was very into, you know, Abercrombie and Hollister and stuff. I would say more so my freshman and sophomore years. And then going into my junior and senior years, I got a lot more into like American Eagle. I also worked at PacSun for a hot sec. So I wanted to dress like all the skater kids with skinny jeans and cool t-shirts. And so I did that. And then I also worked at American Eagle my senior year. So I was very into American Eagle jeans and more. They were kind of going away from logos by then. But I used to wear basically my uniform every day was like an Abercrombie or Hollister t-shirt, Abercrombie or Hollister or Hollister jeans. There was one trend. I don't know if this was at your high school, Krista, but this trend was from, I think, probably from the time I was in eighth grade to 10th grade. But Hollister Abercrombie t-shirt, Hollister or Abercrombie denim skirt with leggings and UGG boots.
Oh my God, Jimmy, I think that was just like our generation. First of all, people, side little note PSA, Jamie, who the effing hell thought it was cute to wear leggings under a jean skirt with the boots?
I don't know.
Jamie, did you wear that trend? I never did the combo of the, stop it, Jamie.
Oh yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
Also, I'd like to point out skinny jeans had only just become a thing when we were in high school. They were very new.
Okay, side note, when you were saying all those different brands, Jamie, again, even though, like, dude, in Vermont, I was in high school, same, Jamie, I feel like maybe it was just, like, our generation, my friend, maybe just, like, our age range in high school when,
yeah.
I lived in their jeans in high school. I was all about, like, Hollister tees. I was on an Abercrombie kid. I was like Hollister.
Hollister was also, like, less expensive, I feel like.
Yes, it was. But also, I thought, like, Abercrombie was almost, like, too aggressive because, like, the store was so dark and the smell was so great, like, whatever. Hollister, I thought, was, like, the cool, like, surfing chick who's, like, hot on the beach. Like, I don't know. Had that kind of, you know, they had a good ethos, the brand. And I'm just, like, I felt more welcomed in that store for whatever reason. I'm more, like, comfortable and, like, I'm all about the layout, whatever. Jimmy, the merchandising was phenomenal. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But, oh, yeah, I wore that trend. And then I would say, I guess when I got more into a little, I would say maybe later half of high school, that's when other brands started popping around. Like a lot of kids in my high school, I noticed, got very into American Apparel. And American Apparel had these, oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite pieces of clothing. And I looked so lazy. Oh, also Abercrombie sweatpants were a thing too. The Hollister and the sweatpants. That was like my Friday uniform is like t-shirt, sweatpants, Uggs. I don't know why I thought it was so cool. Okay, so American Apparel, when they existed, I mean, they're back now, but they're not what they used to be. they had these hoodie dresses. And
remember those?
Yes, and I had two, and then two other of my friends had them as well, and we thought we were like so. And someone else I knew would used to get their hoodies. I was also in a fashion class my last 2 years of high school, so we were reading Women's Wear Daily before we got to college, because our teacher was like, "This is the fashion bible, and you need to know it." And we're like, "Okay, yeah." So. And she was also an FIT grad, so girl was like in that mindset 24/7. And we thought we were so cool because we were wearing American Apparel before everyone knew what it was. And then I thought it was so cool because I knew what Topshop was. I had taken an FIT pre-college class, and Topshop, like that summer or the summer after, had opened in New York. And when I was in high school, my parents started taking me to the city more just to get me more familiar. But my mom and I started exploring Soho because my mom said it was just like not really safe to go down there when she lived in New York in the 70s. So we started exploring more. We'd go shopping. Also in New York City, this is still true to today, you don't get charged sales tax under a certain amount. And on Long Island, you get charged sales tax no matter what when you buy clothes. So we would go shopping in the city, and we went Topshop was one of like the first places that was like a hip place that I went to. And then I think people started branching out, you know, H&M and other things. But man, I was so about the logos and everything. Oh my God. And Juicy Couture sweatsuits. How could I forget Juicy Couture?
Big thing at your school? Because I feel like that wasn't big at my school, but like I was aware of it, I think, from when I went to Teen Vogue Fashion University in high school.
Yeah, it was very much... It was the uniform of the Jewish princess. That's all I'm going to say.
It was for
and,
sure.
Yeah, like the upper middle class areas, like where my cousin grew up. Oh my God. That was like, that was the uniform. My high school, not so much. Like some girls had Juicy sweatsuits, but you know, oh my God, wait, this just made me think about Victoria's Secret pink sweatpants. Those were a thing at my high school.
VS Pink, oh my God. But you know, here's the thing. I don't know if the sweatpants thing, like if the sweatpants, like certain ones for sure, like, you know, I feel like everyone in high school, you may have to interject, but a quick thing, like I feel like girls were kind of like, oh yeah, like if they were close to a guy friend or they had a boyfriend, like, oh yeah, I'm wearing a sweatpants. Like they thought they were like the coolest thing in the world. And I was like, I don't get it. Anyways. But the thing is, we didn't have like a Juicy thing. I feel like maybe like some people would, but it was a big, I'll get into that after, but it was a different kind of, I think, kind of trendish with my upbringing. But I love this, like, your thing from your school experience.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. that was thing. And the pink thing too, what was so funny was girls would wear like the pink, more so the pink track suits versus the Juicy track suits. And then we had a Juicy Couture outlet that opened near me. So then when that opened, like more and more girls started buying the sweatsuits, or I had Juicy t-shirts that I loved. I thought they were like the cutest. And one of my favorite handbags was a Juicy Couture handbag that was velvet, black velvet, like the tracksuit.
It was a bunch of velvet. I feel like you they brought velvet into like mainstreamish kind of apparel.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. So bad. But anyway,
and dude, it's yeah. Like, Jimmy, how, like what year was that? We were like in high school, like
2006 to 2010.
Yeah, so it's like, dude, that was like the prime time for, I feel like, to me, I mean, I think we discussed it before, maybe not, but you know, for me, dude, middle school was like the prime MTV days. So I feel like kind of as we got older, right, like all that kind of style, you, especially when you said packs on Jamie, beyond Avril Lavigne and whatnot, Skater Boy stuff, when I got my first pair of pink DCs in sixth grade, I thought that was like the biggest deal. You know what I mean? So yeah, like, dude, like, so there with you.
Oh yeah. DCs were definitely, a lot of the guys in my high school wore DCs shoes. Like a lot of boys in my school were skater boys.
Yeah. So
looking back.
But Jamie, seriously, it was like the skinny jeans. No, but even as like a girl, I'm saying, like, I wasn't a tomboy at all, but like I'd rock like the pink, like I said, the pink DCs are like cute, you know, like whatever. The black probably was better for more outfits, but I think I was like, oh yeah, I was like, oh girl, yeah. Like the pink better, whatever.
I just thought of this, and I have a photo. It is like the most 2000s photo you could ever imagine. It was one of the first times my parents brought me to the Hamptons to show me what it was like, and I thought this was so cool, but like we didn't do anything crazy.
Do the art fair, the art fairs that you used to go to?
Yeah, the art fair, but my parents drove to Southampton because Southampton is just a really nice village to go walking around in. And we I have a photo of me and I'm wearing like an Abercrombie t-shirt. I don't know what jean shorts I'm wearing. I have Nike Shox sneakers. Do you remember the Nike Shox?
Dude, wait. Do those look like the gel on the bottom with different colors?
They literally looked like they had springs on the heel. Yes. And I have in my hand, oh, I have a Tiffany bracelet on because the Tiffany was all the rage.
Baby. Dude, Tiffany was Juicy Couture. Legally Blonde. Elle Woods. Yes.
And I have a Coach handbag. Like, are you kidding me? Jamie, who am I?
Jamie, you were literally like rocking all the trends, like max capacity on top of your body. I love this.
Okay. It was so bad. That's the other thing too with Logo Mania was bag logos. Coach, Dooney, and Burke. I mean,
Dooney and Burke, they have such, I feel like kind of like the pre-Louis Vuitton kind of getting very more serious about maybe, you know, I say with their branding and their whole trademark and how like quintessential almost kind of like their design is. Dude, Dooney and Burke, D&B, like, Jimmy, they were such, I feel like, a thing when it wasn't so high priced that no one could afford it, but it was still enough to, like, maybe, you know, like, us being young, I know, like, when I was high school, that was, like, too much for me to be spending on a bag, but it depends, I guess, on you and who you are, and it was, like, the biggest thing for so long.
Yeah, I have to say, I actually, into college, I still used their bags. Their bags are great quality, and one of my favorite wallets that I have is from them. Like, their stuff is still very, very good for a good price.
Dude, I feel like they always had really good ad campaigns and like magazine spreads, and I always loved it. They always had like front of book, and I was like, damn, you dropping some dough with those ad pages.
Yeah.
But I love that stuff.
What was your high school style like?
Jimmy, pretty similar to yours, actually. I'm not kidding. For Jimmy, actually, like, same kind of brands, literally, you kind of circulating in my head. I feel like, okay, I don't know, again, like, maybe my per se style, I guess it was very just, like, okay, I was basically just, like, in school to do schoolwork, right? I mean, yeah, I obviously had friends, and, like, you know, again, so I was in clubs and stuff, but that wasn't until after freshman year. Like, I was just very kind of, like, okay, I'm serious, I have a plan, you know, FIT, et cetera, whatever, like, you know, determined, follow, let's get shit done. So, like, to always look cute, I wear a lot of JCPenney kind of stuff. We shopped JCPenney a lot, like, when I was in high school, and so maybe it's, like, not giving me, like, a certain brand logo, but, like, I had, like, new miscellaneous kind of stuff on from them, which is always fun. Usually a simple t-shirt, you, and jeans, maybe, like, a hoodie from Hollister, like I said. I had tons of Hollister t-shirts. I was literally living in American Eagle jeans, AE jeans. Jamie, can you please talk about how this store, though, was designed so well. I don't know about yours, but, I mean, dude, the store I'm thinking about, the one that we had in our mom, you walk in, Jamie's like, the greatest music playing, the jumbo screen. And music.
Yeah, I worked in a flagship. Yeah.
Jamie, I know you worked in one, but, like, dude, flagships, was it even, like, bigger?
It was a pretty big store, and it was in one of the bigger malls on Long Island. Yeah.
See, Jimmy, honestly, like, I feel like, again, dude, like, to have that kind of, like, you know, TRL kind of, like, request, like, just, like, kind of that, you know, staff badge kind of thing, like, laying around your neck. Like, dude, American Eagle was all popping fresh. Like I said, I mean, I was a big Hollister, I think, person. I didn't get it right away, but, like, I had kind of became friends with a few girls again. One of them was on Below Deck, who you know I'm talking about. She's one of the girls, literally, was her another friend of ours. Like, literally, they were all both, like, they maybe, like, we went to elementary school together, middle school, but we weren't really close and stuff then. We kind of met more later on in life, I'd say. But in, like, middle school into high school, they really were the ones who were like, oh, they were big Abercrombie people. Even though they didn't have a lot, they kind of would spend a little more there. They didn't come from a lot. But just, like, you know, people like, oh, yeah, those look cute and cool in high school because we all want to look great, you know, especially girls and puberty and so many things. Like, it's all about, you know, do whatever you can right now, look your best and feel good. So, yeah, it was, like I said, Abercrombie kind of t-shirts for some people. I went more the Hollister route. Again, always American Eagle jeans, Jamie, or Levi jeans. Honestly, I lived in a lot of Levi jeans. Kind of very classic American style, I guess. I love that kind of, like, just, like, on a very simple kind of, you know, I love, like, a Ray-Ban look with, like, jeans and simple white tee.
Oh, my God. The Jonas Brothers made Ray-Bans such a thing when we were in high school.
Wait, is that how you got into Ray-Ban? Is that how you know of them, Jamie, more from the guys wearing them? Really?
Oh, Jonas Brothers all the way. Yeah, I feel like a lot of celebrities were wearing them.
Dude, I mean, I believe that because, I mean, hello, I always love their ads, honestly. Like, I'm such a sucker for Jonas Brothers, fun fact. But I love, like, all the ads, honestly, that they have. Just, like, the marketing for Ray-Ban is so sick to me. I love it so much. It's so cool. I applied a couple jobs there before. They're owned by Luxottica. I think I wear.
Luxottica,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they have a beautiful office, by the way.
There before, Jamie?
I have passed by it when I would walk home from work, and they have this, like, humongous office, beautiful library, like, lobby thing. Yeah.
Oh my God, stop. I love it. I always thought, like, dude, the coolest thing was, like, I don't know, not like Grease style, but like, I don't know. I mean, I'm a girl, but like, I like the look of a guy, I guess. Like, you know, Ray-Bans, like, I don't know, like I said, it's kind of like simple stuff like that, but I love that. And then it's like a t-shirt and jeans. I don't know. I got a certain visual when you were saying something, and then I got off my brain. But Jamaican, it was basically just like American Eagle for sure. I think some t-shirts and stuff there. Swimsuits from American Eagle was huge. I feel like when I was in high school, if you were that cool. Like, I was still shopping Old Navy, of course, stuff like that in high school. I feel like for us, we didn't have a Macy's yet. Again, we didn't have like tons of different stores, but I love Jamie. Also, Rue 21. Did you ever shop Rue 21?
No, I never really liked Rue 21, and we had Charlotte Russe.
Oh, we did too. That was the kind of thing.
Yeah, we have Rue 21 kind of came to, I think they really only have like one location on Long Island. I'm like, they only have one location that I know of.
Ours were out of state, and then we had one kind of closer. It depends. Kind
Yeah.
of. But also, like, we had a BCBG Max Azrio, but it's like an outlet store of it.
Yes, same.
Tell you that, Jimmy. But again, like, I didn't like, it wasn't like I was like rocking casual stuff, but later into high school, I was wearing kind of like, I say not like fancy tops, but kind of, you know, like dressier, kind of like cute tops and like still like a simple pant, like a jean. You know what I mean? I wasn't like super all preppy. Like I had some people that I went to high school with who were like always in dresses, whatever. Like I wasn't a rocking the skirt and tights kind of thing in high school. I was still I in college more, but I would definitely still rock like a lot of skirts and sneakers, like big on that. But not like in a skater way, just kind of like in a functional, I have track packs after school kind of way.
Converse, that was, you
That's what
just made me think of Converse.
Thank you for that's what I was starting to say before I was on train of thought with the guy thing. I was saying, like, a man in Ray-Bans and Converse. I'm like, shit, we're toast. I love this.
Everyone wore Converse at my high school.
You feel like that was like not a Joe Bro thing too? But they were all big on the Converse around that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it was more so just like it was a functional sneaker that went with everything. But also, like I said, I went to school with a lot of Gator kids, but they came in so many colors.
Jamie, but I always did low tops. I couldn't rock the high tops. I wasn't.
No, couldn't do high tops. Always did low tops.
The high tops I think are super cool. Just like, I mean, I like high tops of certain sneakers, like the Super Good pair I had before that I love, but that, Jamie, I think too. I don't think that was big in my school a lot. Maybe some of like, not the weird kids, Jamie, it wasn't a theater thing, but maybe some of the quieter kids who were kind of sitting in the back of class would wear the Converse. But I thought that was a cool shoe, but it wasn't like a big thing at my high school, but I kind of
Yeah.
loved them.
Yeah.
My parents were the.
Should we talk about college now?
Oh my gosh, dude. And call Jamie. Okay, honestly, think about this before we talked today when we were brainstorming these things. I was like, my friend, I mean, I don't know about you, but I didn't feel like I was like, okay, I love Gossip Girl. I'm gonna dress like Blair Waldorf. Like, I didn't have that brainwave, but Jamie, I thought it was like the hottest shit to like rock a blazer. I was living my uniform at FIT, like blazer, simple tee, skirt, Oxfords, all about the Oxfords and flats.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah, I had these like Oxford heel type of shoes I got at Payless that I would wear.
Yes! Oh my god, dude, mine were from Cole Haan. I invested in some in college. Those were like, those things lasted me forever. I had them resold like 4 to 6 times. Obsessed, like a solid black pair. It's like a textured reptile. Oh my god. Rock that with like a sheer tight in the winter. FIT proms, dude. You're freezing, but you don't care.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I found when we went to FIT, that's when I gravitated more to like fast fashion stuff.
Didn't give me initially because dude, H&M, oh my god, I ate that up. I didn't you have that back home in high school? I didn't have that nearby.
Yeah, we did. We had quite a few actually. Yeah.
Because you're right next to the city, dude. So you have like an like, on so Jamie, again, like I'm not from middle of nowhere, but Vermont's just like so, you know, it's obviously very rural in some parts. I'm in a very, you know, suburban-y kind of area, of course. And the fact that so dude, we didn't get a Macy's till I was like late into high school, like I said. And I mean, we didn't have like solid kind of like names that are known nationwide. You know what I mean? They're very kind of like Burlington specifically is very big on like random brand stuff. I mean, heck, dude, we didn't get a Target until literally a year ago,
Oh my
which
God.
I know. He was just like, just the way it is. Like, I don't live in middle of nowhere. It's just like, you know, I don't live in like a big city. And so, like, I don't know. It's just, I guess, the way it is. And I don't know, whatever. But
I mean, yeah, Long Island has like how many malls? Probably like 5 or 6 malls.
dude, seriously?
Yeah, I worked in 2 different malls.
Nice. We
Yeah.
have a big, a lot of our malls have changed a lot. Your business has just gotten so bad.
Yeah. And then we had, when I was in high school, we had, because there used to be only one big outlet center, like 40 minutes away out east. And then they finally opened another one closer to where I live. And that's where all my friends worked in high school.
Nice. No, but like I told you again, I said the BCBG alley, like I said, I lived at. I'm saying in terms of like nicer tops, I wanted to later.
Yeah, I bought my junior prom dress there.
Prom dresses too. Dude, I have like a pretty white one that I think I still never wore because it was like strapless and I was like, I don't have anything to hold it up, but it looks so cute. Oh
Yeah.
my gosh.
Yeah, college was like an evolution, I feel like.
Thank you. I feel like honestly, maybe this is like, no, this is actually isn't even crazy. I think it wasn't so much for me. I don't know about you. Did you feel like Jamie, not every semester, but I think definitely every year, like a new style or a vibe and aesthetic was like in my brain for like just the way I think just kind of, you know, I think again, because Jamie, again, you were learning it in your classes. I mean, some of my classes, you know, I had a few fashion classes in AMC, a little bit less than you guys, of course, with like more of the merchandising and the buying and all the retail meat potatoes kind of thing. Even still, you're surrounded by a campus of, again, majority of women guys went to school with. And the fact that, you know, people, of course, you meet from, you know, various like financial situations, people having a lot of money come from different places. And I was like, oh my God, we're all these like cool clothes and nice stuff. And plus, we're in the city where it's like access to so many things with regards to shopping, especially freshman year. It's dangerous, dude. I used to drop, I'm not even exaggerating. I don't know where, I mean, I saved a lot of money before, but I'd shop almost every other weekend and drop like 100 or two at a time. And I was like,
oh, I never went that far.
I'd buy a lot and then I'd be good for a while. Like, I buy, you know what I mean? I mean, Jamie, I still have stuff now that fits me from, like, I still have clothes from high school I still wear if I want. I keep myself in mint condition. You know what I mean? It's what price per wear, man.
I can't do that. I was not the same weight in high school, and my boobs have definitely gotten bigger. So, what I was gonna say, yeah, I feel like you're right with the whole every semester thing. I feel like freshman year was when like the whole hipster looking evolution was happening, and I was shopping at Urban Outfitters probably a lot, and then.
Huge. Urban was huge, Jamie. And American
yes.
Apparel for us freshman year. I wasn't there, but American Apparel, a lot of my like floor mates were all about it.
Yes, I had their famous like black latex leggings.
Stop,
I
really?
had those in high school actually, and I brought them to with me to college.
Jamie. Dude, that's so cool. That's killer. I never rocked those, but I feel like I always knew girls who had them and I like never jumped into that
They
bandwagon.
were some of the best leggings I ever had. They were so comfortable. I wore them so much. And then I feel like, so we talked about before this, the Jeffrey Campbell Lita shoe. And for once, it was, I swear it was only one semester. And I think it was our, I think it was the, be I thought it was the beginning of our sophomore year.
Jimmy, sophomore fall, dude, it was for sure.
Yes.
I think, Jimmy, we all weren't babies yet, but we were like, oh, like we know how to dress. We know we're in
Yes.
college for a year.
I, by that point, had given up on even trying to wear heels to class because I was like, screw this. I can't walk in heels.
At all at FIT?
Oh, yeah. Definitely tried.
I mean, a couple. I would do ankle boots a little bit, and but I mean, like, I mean, guys, again, Jamie and I think I mentioned before. Jamie specifically said, guys, people at our school again would 8, 9 a.m. class. Some people honestly wouldn't arrive without a full face of makeup and like all, you know, dolled up and all this jazz. That was the norm. You know what I mean? But Jamie, I feel like I never. I mean, okay, rewind.
I was
Maybe.
just trying to look presentable half the time.
I rocked flats a lot, but Jamie, I seriously, you went crazy on the heels, dude. So proud of you. I never did that for a bit. I think
I tried and I was like, I can't do this. So I wore mainly flats. I was still wearing Converse because they were a really easy shoe. I had a lot of ankle boots for the winter. I had a lot of cute like ankle boots I would wear, and then I had some like cute gladiator sandals I would wear in this. I had a pair of these Aldo gladiator sandals I bought in California, and they just went with everything, and that was like my go-to.
That I think also, I feel like, I mean, I know it's like it goes through ebbs and flows of life. I think gladiator sandals also had a big moment, like our spring semester, one of the years, for sure.
Yes.
Dude, for
Yeah.
sure. The more straps, the better, I swear. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
Grecian.
Yep. But if you don't know what the Lita is, to describe this, if you guys know the shoe designer Jeffrey Campbell, he makes these really outrageous shoes, and he came out with this one style that was called the Lita. And it was basically an ankle boot. The heel was about, no joke, 8 inches high, but the toe part was platformed. So your foot essentially sat flat on the shoe. It was just really high. And supposedly they were actually super duper comfortable to wear, but because they were so high, I swear to you, girls on campus would like teeter in them and just could not walk in them. And it was the funniest thing. But I remember like a friend of mine got them and was like, oh no, they're actually like insanely comfortable. I was like, I don't understand.
If
And
I'm
they
trying to think,
weren't
I feel like
cheap.
they were what? Sorry.
I was gonna say they weren't cheap. They were like $160.
No. I think that's what I think, Jimmy. Yeah, I feel like that was such a, that was a really hard trend for a bit, like you said, because I feel like, Jimmy, that was like, unlike again, like we said, we saw a lot of other trends pass through like different years of school, but I feel like that one trend like really took over maybe 60% of FIT campus. I feel
Yes.
like, you know what
Another
I mean?
thing I'd like to mention,
The gay boys did it too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You rock better in those girls. Anyways, continue.
I was going to say the one thing, I don't know if you felt this in AMC, but definitely in FMM, like, you could not wear sweatpants to class. Like, that was a humongous no-no.
That's an FMM thing, Jimmy. I mean, I told you again, like, AMC, I mean, obviously, yeah, people cared, but I mean, A, okay, here's the thing. I think I definitely, you had more men in my major than you, and I had, like, some of the straight, like, maybe the artsy kids who, like, they weren't actually in the art design program, but, like, they were artsy in the mind and, like, weren't really. Yeah, Jimmy. And, you know, they were kind of, like, local in the sense that they were, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do, like, you know, maybe they're into kind of more the multimedia aspect of, you know, kind of, like, maybe a fashion creative industry, but they're not super fashion-y dudes. Definitely a couple straight guys, like, I'm thinking in my brain right now, for sure, that I had in my major. And, like, they meant well. They're just, like, I wasn't super tight with all them. But beyond that, I think, Jimmy, for AMC with the sweatpants, I mean, people, I think, definitely have, like, made comments or kind of, like, judge you. But I just know for myself, I feel like because you look around you in classes – I was never a sweatpants kid, like, at all growing up. Honestly, I never owned sweatpants literally until I worked at Athleta, probably. No joke. Like, a year or two ago. Like, I was just a freak out. My parents were like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't, like, not like to be comfy, but I like to, like, look good at all. I don't know, you know? Everyone's different. But I feel like if people, Jamie, maybe it wasn't as harshly, like, maybe judged or, like, a look or something in my major compared to your classes. But people I know still... People I know in AMC didn't take it, I think, as seriously in terms of, like, okay, let's always be so on. It depends. Like, it depends on the class, man. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I mean, again, I had a lot of straight guys in my classes.
Right. I feel you on the blazer thing, though, because I wanted to mention Aritzia becoming more well-known in the States when we were in college. And I loved Aritzia because I just thought, wow, they have so it's such a variety of clothing. It was great quality. You could get stuff on, like, on really good sale. I remember buying... I'll never forget this. I bought a pair of Citizens of Humanity jeans and I wore them to death in college and they were on sale for $50 and I couldn't believe it. They were the most comfy jeans ever. But you know where I also used to shop a lot, especially as we got older and we would like go out more in college? Forever 21.
No, see, wait, side note, before you said that, Zara's what actually, I feel like I forgot that I slept with Zara in college. Like, literally, I was dating Zara. To me, that's where I forgot. It's like, to me, when you were saying, dude, like, I feel like it has an abstract price point as Topshop and wherever else you were saying, not Aritzia, it's a little bit less than Aritzia, of course. Aritzia, I didn't know about more so from you, Jamie, until, like, post-grad, but... I know Zara for me was like, hey, it's a European brand. Jimmy, but did you have Zara though, dude, available to you in high school? Because I didn't know about it at all.
Not really. I knew about it, but I didn't really start shopping at Zara until after college.
Because that's where I got some blazers, I think. I think that's where I got, Jimmy, I told you, all of my great skirts. Oh my God, I was all about like a graphic print skirt. Oh my God, yes. Anyways, that's like just my life, but also like more so later in college. And Zara, Jimmy, I told you, like even though guys, like they were kind of, Jimmy, fast fashion-y, some of their stuff has great quality, guys. I honestly have not had a hole or like an issue with their stuff the way H&M, again, I bought a striped top like 1 year and I had a hole in the armpit 2 days later and I'm like, are you joking?
Yeah. Did you shop a lot at Urban Outfitters at all during college?
Jimmy, I feel like I was such a non-outsider, but it's like, I feel like the people were shopping at Urban when I was in high school, but I was never in that club. Like, I feel like I never got into Urban. I think it's cute, but it's like, I feel like it's not my aesthetic. I don't know.
Did you shop at Urban? Yeah, I used to shop there a lot. The other place I used to shop at a lot in college, I think where else I shopped at in college. I just remember by the time we were seniors, the athleisure trend started. And then it was okay to wear like legging. Then it was okay to look like shit and go to class.
Wait, side note, Uniqlo, Jamie. Uniqlo, I like to get a few pieces from
that. Yes. Oh my God. Uniqlo is just...
We were like midway through college. I feel like they kind of like became like a big spot, you know, in the city, I thought.
Their heat tech... Do you remember the last 2 years of college and it was like freezing cold and it was like 12 degrees every day?
Very buzzworthy on campus, dude.
Oh my God. Their layers, their fleece jacket, and their Heattech leggings, like, saved me walking back and forth to class.
From Kaufman? I believe it. Yeah. Me and I, guys, once, I think we mentioned before, once we were, like, after freshman year, we basically couldn't be living across the street from all class. So we were, like, down around the corner. Jimmy, I'd say, what, like, I forgot how many blocks, but maybe it was, like, maybe 15 minutes, 10 minutes, depending on your pace. Kind of, I'd run some days and be like there in 5 to 7, but that was like when I was having dance parties with Kato, Fran, and Rachel, Jamie, and then I was like, oh, I have class right now. I'd leave at 3 o'clock, Jamie, for a 3:10 class.
Oh my God, Krista.
Because I was like, shit, I'm busy dancing. Oh my God, I never like my 3 o'clock classes were always like not entertaining, and unfortunately they weren't my favorite classes. I had like I feel like a weird ones. Beyond econ, I had like random AMC ones that they weren't floating my boat, so I was like, and they were small classrooms, so I was in the back.
We had one class together that was like an economic class, and I remember used to fall asleep, and I have to be like, Crystal, Crystal.
You guys, people, Jamie, people should know. Beep, 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 beep. I was a straight A student in high school. Literally, Jamie, I am so type A, and I am such a someone who people, I'm sure, if anyone that you guys ever met that knew me in high school would be like, oh, yeah, she's so, like, she doesn't do anything wrong. She's, like, always doing her homework. She doesn't, like, date and touch people. Are you joking? I am wild when I'm out dancing. Don't even worry about it. But, yeah, Jamie, days and I fall asleep in class in economics. That's what happens when you work study on campus and or you're working off campus part-time and or, again, I was interning I interned 7 times in college, but I almost interned even more than that. I turned it down a few times because I was like, okay, I need to make some money and work part-time. So every semester, I'm doing 8 classes, dude. I never had an easy semester. Plus, I mean, we were involved on campus. Like we said, again, student ambassadors, you did tour guide, right?
Yeah, I was tour guiding once a week. I did Wednesday tour guides. And then on the weekends, we would, for some reason, I thought about this the other day. Because whenever I go to Starbucks, this is really weird. Whenever I go to Starbucks, I never order a venti because I just never need that much coffee. Like when I go to Dunkin' Donuts, I never order a medium because that's a lot of coffee. And I was thinking about this the other day when I went to Starbucks, how when you were a tour guide, you had to work these big long weekend events. So like accepted students day or open houses. And we'd have to be on campus 7 a.m. on a Saturday or a Sunday, and nothing was open for breakfast or coffee except Starbucks and Panera.
And so I would on campus though, or are you off campus?
You know, off campus.
Okay.
And I would go, and we had so many near FIT. There were like 3 or 4 within just an easy walking radius.
Yeah.
So I would stop at Starbucks, and to like pump me up, I would get like a venti iced latte. So I had like enough, and our manager was pretty good. She would let us like carry our coffee around like in the morning. And I remember getting like ventis so that I could just have enough energy. And then I have a picture of myself and our friend Jess just like passed out on like one of the chairs in one of the lobbies because our feet were hurting so badly. And I'd have to look presentable, but at the same time, I'm wearing like Nike sneakers because I know my feet are gonna hurt.
Yep.
God, yeah, those were long, and they didn't pay well either. Like we minimum wage back then was $8, you never worked enough. Our money maker was orientation week. Actually, that was my money maker.
Dude, I told you, plus again, like I told you, when I was working, I told you, you know, like Billy's is where I was working, I guess, the most in school, because I was like Alice's more towards like the end of FIT period of time, but, and then FICA was afterwards, and I worked somewhere else, I don't remember, but no, I had one paid internship, actually, sophomore year, so fun fact. Nice. But it was like, basically it was someone's like assistant and who had like her own clothing line, which is super fun, but she had a sister who worked at Marie Claire, so I was like trying to get in, so it all meant well. Through an AMC pal, you know, I'll strategy you. That's why I interned so many times. But but yeah, it's just like, I think Jamie, for that too, it's like, I think also the style you, I think also maybe depended on Jamie, not like how little sleep I got, but I feel like it's like, okay, I'd say maybe freshman year, you know, again, I think I personally was very kind of like, you know, okay, you're introduced to what? A whole new world because, I mean, again, more for me going out of state for sure, you still leaving, you know, home, kind of going to the city. And then with all of us, again, with so many different kinds of people, Jamie had a lot of international kids at FIT. We had people from everywhere, which I love.
Like, the international kids had the best style.
Oh, stop. They were so ahead of us. It's disgusting. Because they, like, especially the art and design kids. So, Jamie, here's the thing. The art and design kids, they would look like crap, but it was like fashion crap, you know what I mean? Kind of like random, I don't even know what it was. It was like unmentionable, but it was like, it was the way, like, not comme des garçons, but it was very just like, I don't even know, random, you know, certain designer who were just like shabby chic, like whatever the hell they're wearing makes no sense, but it's like, it's fashion, whatever, Project Runway. Yeah. But the design majors, like, some of them would wear great stuff, but like, they look like terrible because they did not sleep, because half of them either, maybe they were on something, I know someone who probably was, a couple of them who were, but also they're in class crazier hours than us, I know, because Jamie, their classes, I think the reason why it was nuttier for them than for business majors, their credits for class, like, was like 1 credit per class sometimes.
Yeah, they would have to take, we were taking probably on average like maybe 5 to 6 classes, and I think my roommate was taking like 7 or 9.
Dude, you never did 7 or 8 class? I thought I did 7 or 8 most semester. I did 6 on like a light semester. Never 5 though.
Maybe I did. My last semester, I only had like 4 classes.
I didn't do it because I took an extra class once, but also because the liberals, I think, too. And it's like, depending on the semester. Oh, because the internship class, I think. I only like took it once. I kind of did like, not like sketchy stuff, but all the magazine, PubEd 2010 class members. We were like, you know, trying to do like intern without having to do paperwork because otherwise the class, everyone's like, I don't have time for this right now.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal just because of the way everyone in magazines was like, and everyone's already like, I feel like everyone feels like had internship. It just, I don't know. It was so competitive, crazy. You never felt like you were on top of it enough. And that comes playing the style, of course, part two, because part of you would be like, Jamie, did we discuss this before on a pod? I'm not sure, but I mean, I'm like kind of neurotic about certain things, but I don't do this now, but I think in high school I kind of did. Yeah. Especially at FITU. Did I tell you I used to pick out my outfits for the week?
I used to pick out my outfits for the following day.
Dude, like the week of. Like I would literally outline my week on Sundays and be like, hey, based on my calendar, let's go. It's what I'm wearing. I didn't have time during the week to think about it. He's like, no, I had a busy schedule. Jamie, me and Caleb, he laughed at it, but like, dude, it's my system because
yeah.
You know, like depending on, you know, if I intern at Marie Claire, dude, some nights till 10, 11 p.m., no joke, unpaid, hello, in the accessories closet. B, the fact that some weights, maybe add some classes. Like, do you never do night classes? I did some that went, I think, till 8 or 9 some nights?
Only if I really had to for scheduling. I think I only did, like, 1 or 2 because I couldn't register on time.
Oh, that would, you know, like, the thing is, like, that was kind of like a buffer when you wanted to have certain days off, you know what I mean? Like, to intern and to work certain days. It's the way I was kind of trying to sectionize it, and then depending on, yeah, like, you know, ambassador blocks or, like, blocks of other, I mean, like, I don't know, there were so many, like, scattered bits of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and then style, too, depends on it. I'm saying when it's, like, you know, I planned it out in advance, Jamie, because if I didn't, I'd literally wear a garbage bag every day. I'm just kidding.
I used to do it more so I wasn't getting dressed in the dark, or so I just wasn't, like, opening my closet and staring and being, like,
oh my God.
I don't know what to wear.
The roommate stuff. Jimmy, I think also that why you guys, we haven't maybe discussed on here. Oh my God. Jimmy, this is like probably like a typical college thing, but whatever, FIT or not. With the different hours of scheduling people would have and depending on who would come home late. Jimmy, some people I know obviously would go out late after class, whatever. I don't know. I wasn't going out in college. Some people were going out, you know what I mean? A lot. Like fake IDs and everything. Yep. Or just trying to like, you know, explore the city / you know, they'd work something later. Who knows what? Random things. I mean, they do. And people would come home late. And yeah, those things with the magnets, Jamie, I forgot about those closets until just now. Especially when you live in like a triple. Like if you're in like an RA room and then it's like a triple. So oh. I had that senior year dude with Gina and Maria.
Yep.
They're both design majors. So like one of them had schedules that was like they had a full day pretty packed. The other one like was sleeping super late and I was like, yo, I got things to do. And then yeah, with the noise, I forgot about that roommate. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, being in a double, what was nice was I used to just go in the bathroom in the morning and just do everything in there.
Look at you. Nice.
Yeah. But oh man, freshman year, I learned how to get dressed in the dark. I learned how to get dressed with my robe over my shoulder so my roommate didn't see me naked half the time.
Why'd you hide yourself? Dude, we're all girls. Who cares?
I don't know. Like I said, it was weird. Or I would just go into, you know, the bathroom because we had a nicer bathroom. The bathroom on my floor in co-ed was just like newly redone. So we had a fancy bathroom.
But still, I forgot you did that. I'm saying, I told you, I've always had a suite. I told you, I made sure I did because I was like, listen, I wake up middle of the night. Well, I don't rewind, but I'm saying I'm up at weird hours. I go to the bathroom at weird hours. So that's why I wanted a bathroom close by, I think. Yeah. And I don't know, I wanted the kitchen for some reason, even though, again, I couldn't use it because my roommates were such slobs. It was terrible.
Do you have any other comments about your college style? Because you basically have kind of just like been describing it as we've been talking, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, Jamie, you said you felt like towards the end you said that you thought you got into athleisure or you just think that was kind of like the trend later in our last year?
I think it was the trend, but I think I was also so exhausted having to constantly plan my outfits that it got to the point where I was like, if everyone else is coming to class like this, I'm going to come to class like this. Except if I had a presentation or if there was a guest speaker coming, then I would dress more presentable. I bought a very expensive blazer at Aritzia, actually, because my mom was like, this is an investment piece. You can use this on interviews. And so I would, like, do that. Or I had these, like, cool boots that I had bought at Urban Outfitters. But, yeah, I think I honestly just got so tired of having to constantly plan out my outfits. And I was working out more that year. So I had, like, more workout wear, which I would get at Old Navy because it was super cheap.
Yep. You know, I would just like, again, like, I didn't really like, I know how, okay, people I feel like for so long in college would always be, especially when we were in like the high upperclassmen Kauffman dorms, people I know were raving about how great the gym was. I never set foot in any of the college gyms.
The one in the A building was way better than the one in Kauffman because the you had your own TV on the equipment and it was just much nicer. The only creepy thing was like people would pass you by as you were working out. The gym at Kauffman was okay, but it was so small, it used to get crowded. And because there was no internet service down there, it was like hard to listen to music or like hard to watch like a YouTube video if you were on like the treadmill or something.
But you know,
But
I forgot about A building. You're right, Jim. We didn't have that big. I remember when I had like modern dance gym class. My gym credit was modern dance. I know. Thank God. I love FIT. And yeah, remember, Jimmy, I forgot that we had that big thing there. I never use them saying the gym on campus because, like, A, I was always running around a lot in general. I'm running in the city from like this to that to this to that. But also, I'd always go for runs in the weekend or like
Right.
not usually in the week. I was usually too busy with honestly with classwork and just like life. And a lot of times, too, I had like certain people back home that I had planned certain phone calls with. I do, like while I was in school and like not until the weekend could I do all that. Yeah, I'd be going out to dinner with a couple different AMC friends, like usually in the village or whatnot. I was going out a lot, but just like, you know, random concerts, stuff like that a bit. Oh my gosh. Remember when I thought I was so crazy and wild? I was like, yeah, I'm going to a concert on a Wednesday night and I got class in the morning. Anyway. It was like Phoenix and Daft Punk at AMG, MSG, and it was so good. Anyway.
I went to Ed Sheeran one on like a Thursday night at MSG. Yeah, it was so good.
That was like, dude, that was like before I feel like Shape of You when he was like the early prime, I feel like, but he was exploding still, like the early explosion.
I saw him at Terminal 5 when he opened for Snow Patrol, when he was just starting to get famous. And then after that, he like shot up and I saw him. I'm that weird person that goes to concerts by herself, guys. I love it.
It's not weird. I love that you do that. I did it before.
And I went and saw Ed Sheeran because he toured quite a bit. I saw him at MSG, which Taylor Swift came out and surprised everyone.
Oh, I remember hearing about
It
this.
was very cool. And then I saw him at Radio City. I bought during one of my economic classes, because it was in a computer room, I bought pre-sale tickets off of Ticketmaster during class.
Priorities, come on.
Worth it.
Dude, I love that. Yeah, but you were going to. I'm sorry. That was just. I thought someone was knocking. I'm so sorry. All good. Just like the wind. Anyways, to me, I feel like. Did you say you were going to college? You were going to a concert alone in college, like on purpose, kind of a couple times. You know, even with friends, without friends.
Yeah, I would go because I just, yeah. I've always gone by myself just because I've been in situations where I've gone to, you know, I always had friends that would try and go to concerts with friends and then it didn't work out and it's a whole money thing and it's just like, you know what, I'd rather go by myself and enjoy myself and like scream and do whatever I want. But yeah.
I think that's like a key PSA to me though, like that, but also with fashion, it's like even still with concerts and things, you guys, I think I know it's like maybe people think it's easier when you get older, but no, guys, regardless of how old you are, and you know, like if you're comfortable being alone places, like whatever, do what you gotta do. It's amazing, guys, to experience life like a party of one at times. Like, you know what I mean? Jamie said again, whether that be a concert, whether that be, guys, again, like shopping on your own, like whether that be like, you
I
know,
have to shop on my own. I can't shop with other people. I have to go out by myself.
investing in things, you know what I mean? I'm saying you decide, like, oh, like I'm gonna buy this. Yeah, just like, yeah, when I'm on a mission, man, I'd rather go myself, you know what I mean? But I don't mind, to me, but I feel like even you and I have gone, like, you know, I don't mind browsing with friends shopping, but I feel like I don't buy stuff with people. Does that make sense?
Yes, because you need the time to like try it on. You want to take your time to look at everything. Yeah, 100%.
I think that, but I feel like that, especially even in college, and I think just like that was also, I think, again, like maybe an under maybe discussed kind of part about college is like, yeah, you figure out, you know, what you do want to do and what you can and what you should do on your own without leaning on someone else, like whether it be a friend or any, you know what I mean? Again, like, I think, Jamie, again, this is separate from like style evolution, but just like life, guys, and changing, of course, pre-college, post-college, during college, whatever, with how you take care of yourself in general. Like Jamie said again, like if you're focusing on, you know, class and working out, or are you doing this and that? Like, just figure out what, you know, makes you feel best. You know, if it's like certain friend time, you know, if you have some of your own alone time. I think because that too, Jamie, I feel like so much of FIT too, I know for sure a lot of us, I think, always just constantly felt the need to be overbooked. Or that's how I definitely feel like I tried to be.
I think FOMO was starting to become a thing. And I didn't feel so much that I didn't make friends right away in college, which I had other friends struggling to at other schools with that. But I think once I did, especially I went out a lot senior year with people who had fake IDs, and I had a real ID. I'll say that. But I feel like I didn't go out a lot until, I didn't feel the need to go out really until maybe like junior year. I don't know. I never felt the need to like always have to be doing something. Yeah. And then senior year, like I had a paid internship. And I was involved in school a lot more, so I felt like I already had like a pretty good set schedule. But yeah, should we go on to after college style, where we are now, quickly?
Oh, we can. Oh my gosh, Jamie. Then do you think, I guess, right after college, did you feel like your style either continued to change, or like made a sudden change because of a job you had at the time after graduating?
Yes. Happy you brought that up. So when our last year of college, I invested in a steamer and I bought a lot more workwear, I would say, because of one, job interviews, but also two, the company I worked at was very much old school corporate America. So I could wear black jeans, but I had to wear like a blouse or a nice shirt. And then Fridays we were allowed to wear jeans and be a little more casual, in a sense, but I had to really start investing in, like, that's where H&M was great. You could buy like really nice workwear for not very cheap. I remember buying, I had like a few pairs of black chino pants, and I would wear more like tights with dresses to work. And then I went to work at the company I currently work for, and I remember going in for the job interview, and the woman that was going to be my boss was wearing jeans and Uggs. And I remember thinking, oh my God, if you can wear jeans and Uggs at this company, I need to be here, because I workwear is just so uncomfortable. And I never felt like it was comfortable. I thought I looked cute a lot. I liked being a little more polished, and that felt nice, especially in the summer, you know, with dresses and stuff, you had a little more versatility, but I just never felt like comfortable in those clothes. And I was so excited to go to a company where I could wear like a nice sweater with jeans and sneakers. And it was more about like being comfortable and not looking like crap, but they were more so about like, this is a casual office. Like, you know, we're not going anywhere cool. If a vendor comes in, yeah, maybe you dress up a little bit. Even going to the trade shows, it's like, yeah, you have to look presentable, but you're on your feet all day. So it's okay if you need to dress down a little bit. And now it's gone to the point where, even with work from home, honestly, most of the time I wear pajama shorts or sweatpants, and I just wear a nice t-shirt on top, cute looking t-shirt. I more so am very in the winter, I usually wear, a great piece I invested in when we were talking about leggings. Are everyone talks about the Spanx leather leggings, but no, let me tell you, everyone in my office were like spokespeople, I swear, for this one item. The Commando leather leggings are way better.
Dude, Commando like started in Vermont, I'm pretty sure, fun
oh,
fact.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Also, there's literally an office in Burlington, tried to get a job a couple times, they're very unorganized. Anyways, it's owned by a woman, so good for her, but I swear to God, Jamie, Commando, like wear Commando, like the underwear and like some of the leggings and stuff, yeah, was literally, I think, founded in Burlington. Woman spent time in New York City, but she's from Vermont. I swear to God.
Wow. Yeah.
Need to fact check that, but I know there's a Vermont connection there because they have a headquarters here. I swear to God. And fun. I love that you brought that up to me. Are they really that great? Because they look
they're,
so cute.
Okay. So when you first put them on, you gotta do some work. I mean, they're work to get on, but they're more so like a pant than a legging. My coworker thought that and they're the same price, I think, as the Spanx ones, but apparently the Spanx ones are like a true legging, where these are more like a pant, and they're so good because you can wear them with like a nice long sweater or a tunic, and they kind of suck you in a little bit, but they look so cute with boots or sneakers or other things. So I would say like I got a little more stylish. I think I just kind of grew up when I started working, and just invested more in like nicer jeans, because I was wearing jeans every day, nicer shirts, Nicer shoes, even, you know, like nicer sneakers, like a nice, like I love my Adidas Superstar sneakers because you can dress them up, you can dress them down. They're really cool. I used to keep a pair of flats in my drawer, even where I work now, I always used to keep a pair of flats just in case. But yeah, I think I just kind of grew up and on the weekends I still dress in leggings and I kind of look like crap, but I got to the point where I was like, I just want to look presentable and feel comfortable.
That's good though, Jamie. You know what I mean? And it's like, especially when it works for your office too. You know what I mean? I mean, I feel like, oh my God, just thinking about that when you were saying all that, I was like, oh crap, I haven't thought about this in a while. Maybe or even at all. I know for a fact after graduating, guys, again, I got into magazine. I really wanted to work, you know, in either like ad sales or like events and marketing, from a magazine, fashion magazine, magazine publishing. Kind of got more into publishing instead of editorial, which is great, and I loved that more. But I had interned previously once in editorial, anyways. But after graduating, I always feel like I am down with, like, you know, love to mix, not like mix prints, but like usually do maybe like a solid one way and like a print, whatever. I love like a fun skirt, all about different kinds of fun skirt. I'm all about texture. I love different kinds of textures and stuff. I think for sure, dude, like when I was working at Women's Health magazine, I was so into rocking like super funny, like a really cute, like I had a Shoshana like sequin skirt. I had got a sample sale and I interned there before freshman year. I had rocked that with like a simple black solid, like maybe honestly like a J. Crew t-shirt with like my leather jacket from Zara and like my high tops, like Superga, stop, like hot right there. You know what I mean? Like so fun, like all that kind of like that. I love this. I mean, I think my style, what I love to wear, and more so than obviously doing fitness now, it's different. I don't wear all these cute clothes. Unfortunately, I miss that part, which is like very RIP to like that time in my life. So I get to look cute on my like non-work days, which is kind of backwards. But I love kind of, I think, mixing very like playful but very like functional clothes, meaning, you know, oh yeah, if I can like play in them, be active, you know, and like run away if someone's coming after me kind of thing, then that's great. I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, I love to rock a sneaker with a skirt, like a cool sneaker or like a different kind of cute flats or slip-on kind of things right now. I actually got a new pair, Jamie, of like Vans slip-ons the other day. Obsessed. Like I had a pair before of like, I think I told you it was that other brand, Bucket Feet. It was like some other random, like it was a great philanthropical brand, like that you make a pair of shoe, some money goes to like the creator. They're really great though. It's kind of like a slip-on little shoe. It's so great. It's like a fun little sneaker. And then the Vans I recently got have like a tropical, it's like a Mexican tiger on it. It's like super exotic and so fun. I'm obsessed. Anyways, it's like, I love accessories, like a fun little piece like that. I like to know when I was at my job at Crane for 2 years, I was really into just like, yeah, either rocking a really nice dress randomly that I had, like either like flats or with like, you know, sneaks. I'm all about different kinds of sneakers and like, not like workout shoes, kind of just like street sneakers. Love that so much. I think a lot of times, again, like all about separates. I mean, again, I rock a dress every once in a while, especially, I know, like I have certain dresses I feel like I've accumulated over time that just like, you know, you wear them and you kind of space it out and they're like beautiful and they're great, fun pieces. But I love separates because, yeah, you can wear the same thing different times. People don't, it doesn't like stick out in your brain or someone else isn't, even though, Jamie, probably no one notices but us because we're wearing them and no one else is like, you wore that the other day. But I know like when I was working, of course, especially like in an office, I like to kind of look good for myself because then I was like, oh, then I felt more like prepared to kind of like take care of business today at work. You know, whatever I was doing, especially in sales. I mean, I've had some sales jobs. Again, a lot of them were inside sales. So I was like doing over the phone kind of stuff and email transactions. But when I had some stuff in person, definitely for sure, it was always on those days, like wearing a pair of heels, like a fun top and then a skirt kind of thing. More so just to kind of like feel, you know, feel more confident in myself, whatever my job ability was. So yeah, I think very kind of like, more like feminine sport, I think, kind of vibe. I love to be. I don't know.
I think that perfectly describes. I remember, like, I would see you either after work or even on the weekends, and that's definitely your vibe.
Stop! I love that. I'm all about accessories. Like, stop, so good. Like, yeah. Literally, like I said, like you know, nothing crazy. Just like, you know, a little bit of wrist wear. Like, I started that in college a little bit because I used to be obsessed with Taylor Tomasi Hill when she was accessory editor at Teen Vogue and then Reclear. And again, her and I like are abstract friends because I interviewed her when I interned at Shoshana for like a project that I had sophomore year for AMC. So fun. But yeah, just like I love guy stuff that's very, it's functional, Jamie. It's cute, but it's also like a guy's not afraid to hang out with you and also be like, just like, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, it's like flirty and fun, but you can still be yourself and not be like, oh my God. Like, I hate when, you know, sometimes maybe you wear cute clothes and then you're like, oh no, but I can't function in it. That drives me bananas, Jamie. You know what I mean?
Like with shoes. Don't buy shoes you can't walk in.
Oh my God, 100%. To me, that's like a thing of New York City rule. I think New York City teaches you to like, listen, you can't walk in these shoes, girl. You're going to have the blisters, like, gone through their pain. She was like, Jimmy, like you said, again, I think, guys, depending on your job situation, I know right now it's kind of different, but if you have a job where, again, you have like a desk, Jimmy, I think you said it again, either keep a pair of flats or I think even heels or both, depending on whatever you normally wear. For, again, like I said, certain maybe meetings, certain, you know, things that come up out of nowhere, guys, always be on your game. Also, I'd love to have like a bonus shoe surprise. So, like, change it up that day. Maybe you get to the office and you're like, oh, especially in the winter.
Also, I was going to say, yeah, I always used to change or I would bring, even in the summer, I used to walk to work in a pair of Sperry's just because they were the most comfortable to walk in. And because it would get so humid here, in case it rained, they were a good shoe. And then I would just like throw in a little tote bag, maybe like a pair of sandals or something. But I always, that's another good point you bring up. Yeah, if the weather was really bad and I had to maybe wear like a rain boot or a snow boot to work, that wasn't cute, I always made sure to have an extra pair of shoes in my drawer. And I think it's still okay to buy. I just bought a pair of Timberlands because I realized I didn't have like a good boot. And even though we'll still be probably in quarantine, you know, I live in New York City. Even if I go home to Long Island, like if, in case it snows, in case it rains, I didn't have a really good, solid, waterproof utility shoe.
Oh, I love that you're saying the word utility shoe. Stop. That makes me so happy inside. Yeah. Oh my God. That just like turned me on in so many weird ways. I love that. No, but that's so fun. Jamie, what I was thinking of, when you said, dude, like rain and snow, whatever kind of weather, don't you remember? I feel like, Jamie, some sort of, what was the brand? Not Welly, was it? Some other kind of brand, like the rain boot shoe that was
Hunter.
Like, Hunter, thank you. Dude, that was a big FIT thing too for a bit.
Certain, they're not comfortable.
Really? You have a pair? I don't.
Sure, I will say though, I have worn mine in the snow before because they're like a mid-calf. And I mean, nothing gets in them. Nothing gets in them.
Oh, Jamie, like tight, like discomfort-ish?
They're kind of flat. And at least with mine, like I find they're the most comfortable either with they make the fleece liners for them. But I wear like a very cushioned sock with them or else they're not really that, they're not comfortable after a while and your feet do sweat in them quite a bit. But they're a great waterproof shoe for sure.
Hunter's the name. Thank you. Yeah. I think in general, it's like you. Do you feel like you need even just like one brand? Do you want to say like just kind of like conclude? I guess like maybe like or one designer or brand that you feel like maybe either you started wearing in college or maybe that you started to discover afterwards and you could afford and you were like, this is great for my style with so many other pieces.
You know what? I'm going to say Zara because really? I found I had a lot of trouble. I wanted to mention this. I had a lot of trouble finding clothes that were age appropriate between the ages of like 23 and 25. Like I felt like I was too old to go to Forever 21, but then I felt like I was too young to go to like a Loft. And sometimes even at Aritzia, I felt like the pieces were like a little too fancy for me. And Zara, I just always felt was the perfect in between. I could get great easy t-shirts, but I could also get really nice versatile sweaters and pants. Or in jeans, like it just kind of had everything. And because their style changes so quickly too at Zara, I think that also made it really nice. Where if I felt like I really didn't have, if I really needed something, like Zara makes great, like riding pant leggings, like that's such a good workwear staple because they're so comfortable, but you can also dress them up so nicely. So, yeah, Zara for me.
Oh, I think high-waisted anything is an underappreciated PS. I feel like I've never been a big high-waisted person. And maybe I told you that, like, I bought an awesome pair. Again, I never buy J Brand, but they were on sale, like a sidewalk sale back here recently. High-waisted white jeans from J Brand, and I'm thrilled out of my ass to be able to wear them. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Dude, like, high-waisted pants, woo. I don't know if there was, like, one brand new. I'd say I always kind of mix and match, but I just know, like, I always loved and appreciated the aesthetic of Rebecca Minkoff. I don't have, like, tons of, I mean, I obviously, like, I have, you know, like her watch and I've had like some other accessories and I've had
her bags are everything.
Yes, Jamie. I have my laptop bag actually I got from a sample sale of hers. There's some sort of like briefcase kind of thing. I have that. A couple different I think I have like two or three of her bags. Like certain like accessories I've invested in from her. I think yeah, that's it for watch wise. But because again, like I love her style. I feel like her watch design is very, you know, it's edgy, it's flirty, but it gets very functional and kind of just like woman on the move and ready to take care of business. And I'm all about it. Oh my God, the sickest playlist of every one of her shows that whenever I stream them online. Oh my God, stop. Jamie, I miss the industry, even though the world's a mess. Just so sad. Oh my God. I like, you know, you forget like missing, you like forget to wear, you like miss looking cute or something. Just kidding. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's like, we're hot clothes. And then I like change and I'm wearing like silk, which is cool, but it's like, okay, you know, like I'm not going anywhere today. I mean, I went somewhere, but nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, let's get into favorites and what else and we're hoping. We hope you guys enjoyed. I think this was one of our more fun episodes, definitely, to talk about. And I hope you guys enjoyed everything Krista and I just discussed. So,
guys, Jimmy, some of these things I haven't thought about in so long. And it's like, oh, you kind of remember and you forget, oh, college was a good time, even though you're stressed constantly and you haven't slept forever.
Well, some of my best, like my best memories, honestly, are from the FIT days.
Dude, so many, but it's just like, probably looking back, I was like always up late, stressed, working on my resume like a lunatic. Like,
you used to literally like zip on camera. Every time I saw you, you'd be like, I'd be like, where's she going?
Dude, this is why I never had that like step. I don't even have the step thing now, whatever, like the little, whatever, what's it called, the pedometer.
Yes.
Own that, people. Don't even try.
It would explode.
Stop it. I love it. Jamie, what have you been loving this week? I just have a few. I think I have like two-ish faves.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's fine. I have only a little bit.
Okay. I have a few. So one I wanted to bring up, since we're talking about memories, I started watching the show on, there's a show on Netflix that Nick Jonas was in called Kingdom. And it was on some channel that like wasn't on cable. But there's an actor in it named Jonathan Tucker who was in, does anyone remember this show? I think we were in high school when the show came out. There was a show on NBC called The Black Donnellys. It was quite violent for cable. NBC took it off the air and put the rest of the episodes online, but it was such a good show and it ended on such a cliffhanger. Guys, please, please let us know if any of you remember this show, because Jonathan Tucker was in that show. Olivia Wilde was in this show.
Dude, like, Jonathan Tucker. The name sounds familiar, Jamie.
He's been in a few things. If you saw him, you'd probably be like, oh, I know who he is.
Love it.
I just wanted to mention that because I started watching Kingdom. It's an okay show. But
did you ever watch it when it was live? Did you not watch it when it first came out?
No, because it was on like one of those channels that you had to like have like a super big cable subscription to. Yeah. Also, fun fact, Nick Jonas lived four blocks away from our campus when we were at FIT. So we used to see him in the neighborhood.
How many times, Jamie, in college?
I met him like 5 times.
Okay. That's what Jamie spent her college doing. I'm just kidding.
I literally did. We should talk about that on an episode, how I got into celebrity stock.
Oh, no, Jamie, wait, we can do like pastimes in our like early 20s. Dude, I'm dead serious.
Okay. There we go.
Hey, I'm
okay, anyway, talking about favorites, I have a book. I have another book for you guys. I have been reading the book 740 Park. I believe the author's name is Michael Gross. This is a great book. I love nonfiction stuff. I love knowing and reading about people, places. If you are very interested in learning about New York, it's all about this apartment building that still exists today, 740 Park Avenue, and about the people who lived there and the scandals. The Rockefellers lived there, the Vanderbilts lived there. Some of the biggest names in old New York society lived there, and it's a really, really interesting book, and I'm really enjoying it. And then I have everything else is, I have a hair favorite, and then the rest is food. I have a hair product. Ooh. The Dry Bar Double Shot Tool. It's basically a blow dryer and a hairbrush in one. Revlon basically started the trend and then everyone followed. You can get the Revlon one in Bed Bath & Beyond, by the way. They all do the same thing. I bought the Dry Bar one because we had it at my job and I just thought it was nicer quality for the price. But I used it the other day and I forgot how good of a tool it is. Like it literally gives you a blowout in like 10 minutes. It's so great. So just wanted to mention that. And then food related stuff. Oyster crackers are my new go-to snack. They're so good.
Jamie's permanently like battling an upset stomach. I'm just kidding. Jamie's like
literally. I love oyster crackers. And then I, speaking of food, I have a place I'd like to mention if you live in New York. If you order, if you're looking to support a local restaurant, and if you are like me and you love deli food, besides Ben's, there is a restaurant called Sarge's, and they're actually open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are Jewish deli style. And if you order from them online for delivery, don't order through Seamless, order through them. They will include coupons that don't expire, and you can constantly get discounts on your online order for delivery or pickup.
I love it, Jamie.
And the food is so good. Their chicken soup is amazing if you're sick.
Chicken soup, like chicken noodle soup?
It's just like chicken broth, but they have matzo ball soup and other things. But the broth itself, like, I don't know what they do. It's just, it's really good. And I've been ordering it when I just want like a little something. And then my last one is a food favorite. There is a brand called Suzy's, S-O-O-Z-Y, and they make grain-free products. They just came out with grain-free bread and bagels.
Ooh.
And you can find them in the frozen section at Whole Foods. Base Culture makes something similar, but I think this is actually better than Base Culture. And it's so good. The bread is great. I'm going to try their super seed, no grain bread, and their bagels. But the regular bread has like a sweetness to it. Like, it'd be really good for French toast, but you just put it in the toaster oven, toast it up, put whatever you want on it. It's delicious. Even if you're not grain free and you're looking for like a healthy alternative, it's great. It's divine. I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Oh my God, Jamie. So into it.
Those are my favorites.
Stop. You have like such a good variety. Look at you with like the beauty to like the hair to like the book to Jamie, the food, all about it. Oh my God. Okay. Like I said, I don't have like a super ton. Some of these aren't like, I mean, they're new to share on the pod, but they're not like new things of mine, but I feel like I've kind of revisited some old things and like forgotten about stuff that I have around the house or random, you know, favorites, whatever to like use for different various reasons. Okay. What I love, guys, also, so Jamie, this you've heard of before, maybe we discussed, guys, I may have mentioned before on a previous episode, but okay, I swear to God, I used to pronounce these, I guess, the right way, but it's the wrong way. Okay, Noon tablets. It's like N-U-U-N. They're hydration tablets. People sometimes who run a lot do it, but who work out a lot do it. Basically, guys, you drop this like tablet, dissolvable, into like a bunch of like a big cup of glass of water, and it restores electrolytes and a lot of things after you've sweat and worked out. I was using them a lot when I was first training for the marathon, and I mean, the first training for the Vermont City Marathon, which again got postponed this year, obviously, and they didn't postpone it until like last minute, so it's like been a jumble of nuts to get your registration all set for next year. But they come in so many great tablets, Jamie. They're actually available on Thrive Market too, so fun facts. Oh. They have like a variety pack. There's good guys, like if you work out a lot and you want to replenish yourself, you do early morning workout, you want to replenish, they have awesome flavors. I love that their lemon lime actually is one of my favorites. I know it sounds like kind of like hit or miss, but I'm super into it. They have an orange flavor. They have a watermelon that I also very much loved. And they're just like really, really fun, and they're easy. And just, I think it's almost like not a Kool-Aid, but it's kind of like, guys, the way you just like, you know, you put it in, you drop it, dissolves in water. And like I said, I use it mostly after a workout, but I know people also do it before. Kind of depends. They want to like boost you before you run or do something. But for me, I'm like, listen, if I have a big glass of water before I run, I'm not going to be able, or some sort of workout, I'm not going to make it the whole class without going to the bathroom. You know what I mean? It just depends. But it's really, really fun, guys. And it literally is pronounced N-Noon, but it's N-U-U-N. Little funky word there, but it's like really cute little like sleeve of tablets. I think they've been around for a while too. Just like I recently started using them like maybe a year or so ago, and I just feel like I didn't share on here, Jamie. So like fun stuff. And some new skincare. Again, I'm not even like a crazy freak, but like some stuff a little bit. I've been having some crazy neck stuff. And just like, I think my back's been kind of like weird because you get sweaty, obviously, you know, more so in the summer. Also, guys, from teaching fitness, my back's sweaty, fall a lot. And my back also, I feel like more heat comes off because my titanium rods. So I'm like a constant, I'm not even a warm-blooded person. My back gives off a lot of heat, Jamie.
No, I never thought of that.
I'm like a weird electric oven meets like an ice box. It makes no sense. I scare people, but it's cool. Anyways, people in certain situations are a little confused, like, wow, you're so warm. And I'm like, my back's on fire. I can't help it. Okay, so there is something, guys, from Versed Skincare, Jamie. It's V-E-R-S-E-D. I think I discussed before with you. I think it's kind of an indie brand. I'm going to call it indie brand because I don't think it's something that is available any like normal beauty aid store or whatnot. I got it online, guys. I've heard about them forever. I think honestly, I heard about them through Instagram ads, but it was accurate target marketing on their part because I'm so into it. I thankfully, guys, after you see products on their website, like most websites, guys, they have like a chat option. Definitely utilize if you're interested in trying new skincare, Versed, V-E-R-S-E-D. They have like a quiz on their website, guys, recommended like for you products based on your skin needs. You can literally ask customer service for like 15 minutes when they try to figure out, okay, is this actually a worthy product? What I'm here to talk about is this. They have a backup plan, back acne spray solution. Jamie, it's so great. So what I do is like, you know, you work out, right? Okay, cool. Your back's all sweaty. Maybe you don't change right away because you're trying to like hydrate or eat or who knows. Then what you do is after if you either shower right away, they say it's best to shower before you use it. I was like, oh, what can you do? Like a body wipe, you know, and then like freshen up and then spray it. But they say it's best to shower and then spray on your back. And just like, it dries within maybe like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, very fast. And just I think it kind of just like, it's a like cooling little solution and it helps supposedly prevent breakouts on your back, which I think is hard for a lot of, especially when a woman wearing, you know, different kinds of maybe backless tops or different kind of strappy things. Who knows what you're wearing for, you know, summer, whatever kind of apparel-wise, bathing suits, whatever. A lot of sweat, even, you know, COVID times, guys, people still sweat, mask or not. You know what I mean? Like, especially in a mask, you sweat more in your neck. But it's great, guys, for your back. But also, I got from them, too, a couple other products. I haven't used it a ton, actually, quite yet. I just got it, like, a couple days ago. But one of them was, like, a complexion fix, like, super quick, kind of like the fix kind of little cream. I put on some like chin pimples and it really helped. So fun fact. So I'm starting to get some things like on my neck, just like half hormonal acne slash half is just, it's summer and my face, I guess, is it clear-ish thankfully, but underneath it's like hidden. Anyways, but I like their skincare guys a lot and their price point isn't that bad. Like, I don't know, I guess, Jimmy, how to range it. Maybe I'd say like low to mid. Like, it's not crazy expensive, but it's like decent price. You know what I mean? And I think the quality so far is good. Like I said, I mean, I got a free product sample. Again, I have like I said, a fix it complexion little like zit zapper little cream. Very simple. Doesn't dry much at all. Very easy to use it before a bed. Fun fact. And then back spray. And the other thing I want to mention, guys, again, I've mentioned before, Olipop that I've used before. It's like the digestive health prebiotic fiber soda that I drink. Just wanted to show they have a new flavor, cherry vanilla, which is amazing. Fun fact. So I think also it's fun because how cute is the cherry vanilla soda, and the fact that, guys, it's not like full of crazy sugar at all. It's literally less than 5 grams of sugar, and the fact that also it just tastes so damn good is very exciting. So my last little beverage PSA, and I guess even just a local shout out for me is if anyone, guys, here, if I didn't mention before, randomly, Jamie, I haven't been watching a ton of this, but depends on when I get home at night. Certain nights, like I'll maybe watch like an episode or two of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri on Food Network. It's not a, you know what I mean? You
it's
know?
A good show to have on in the background.
100%. Jimmy, I think it's just like, I don't know, I'm a freak who like enjoys looking at food in pretty colors before I go to bed, okay? So, Jimmy, but all I'm going to say, guys, is one of the episodes he did, this is like a new episode, I guess, like back in the February time, so before life kind of like took a turn. But he came to Vermont in Burlington. He went to the vegan cafe Pingala, and he also went to Bluebird Barbecue, which are both like in a great area, and I've been eating a lot of them, both randomly here in the past couple months. I just want to shout out to them because Pingala's got great, affordable vegan food. I'm not vegan, but it tastes really good, and I'm just like, damn, this is all plant-based. I love it. I'm all about it. And they also have phenomenal customer service. They're like, everyone there is like the sweetest people ever. And Bluebird Barbecue also, again, both are featured on Guy Fieri's Diner, Drive-Ins, and Dives when he came to Vermont. But Bluebird Barbecue is really, really good barbecue we have in Vermont, actually, which is very exciting because we never had, like, you know, besides, like, a fast food kind of place, this is, like, really good, actually, barbecue. And fun fact, they have the best pickled vegetables. So fun fact. I know it sounds weird. I'm not, like, a crazy, like, I don't do kimchi and, like, a fermented thing. But, again, guys,
like for pickled onions. So I've had pickled onions. Those are pretty good.
I mean, some of that's not weird, but it's like depends. Like, I don't mind trying them, but some of them's kind of like it can, like, the acid can kind of, like, I think, digest weird with me, or like, you know what I mean? Like, I had acid reflux before, but it's been forever. That was other stuff in college, but FIT stuff. But they have really good that. They have different kind of appetizers and also just like fun. Like, it's like kind of expensive, but the Bluebird Barbecue also has like great, like, party of two kind of dinner meals or party of four. And it's like you get so many sides and like a main meat. And everything for, like, if you have a group of people, it's a fun option. And again, they both were featured on Food Network. So it's just fun fact. They're both local. If anyone's in Vermont, they're both in Burlington. / Winooski-ish. But it's okay. So I'm going to say a food, Jamie, because you said a food place. So I was like, or something else you said where I was like, okay.
Yeah.
That's what my last little thing I want to say. This is not a recommendation, but We need to discuss maybe eventually, but not even, this could be like a simple second of a question. Have you heard about Paris Hilton coming out with some new documentary?
Yes!
Okay, can we discuss a second? What the hell is this? Jamie, she disappeared for like a decade and a half, and all of a sudden she's coming back to life.
Apparently, she's basically talking about how that whole persona she had was like not really her. And I also saw an article come out that some boarding school she went to, she was like abused very badly.
Yep, I heard that too. Dude, first of all, I believe all that. Second of all, that's terrible. Because you know what? I was thinking that, Jamie, I feel like that too, what I was thinking about before our episode today. Like, I feel like the simple life was right around before we went to college, maybe, I feel like, slash, you know what I mean? Into our high school, college years. And hey, I liked that show. I know it's like stupid, like TV, whatever. Yeah. But it was like comical, so I'd watch it.
I think she's going to come. I think we're going to see someone who's actually quite smart, but who was pretending to be stupid and made money off of it and just got sick of it. She's almost 40, by the way.
Jamie, I don't understand that. Like, are we that old? You know what
she's
I mean?
She's 39. I was like, what?
How old was she, though, when she was doing kind of like what? Like Simple Life slash just like all of her perfumes and then that song.
You were in middle school for sure.
And I feel like we were in college when she had that song, no? Did she have it when we were younger?
Oh my God, Stars Are Blind?
Yes!
That song definitely came out when we were like in middle school.
Are you sure it was that old? Damn.
I think so.
Oh my God, my perception of time, dude, is like out the window. 2020, like a whole, we're in a time warp as we are right now. You know what I mean?
So it's, I know. Like,
oh my God.
But yeah, I'm really intrigued to see this.
I want to see it too, but is it true though? It's not a Netflix thing. It's going to just be like somewhere else on YouTube or something else?
It's on YouTube. YouTube has started doing documentaries. Most of the time they're free. But I think YouTube is starting to get more competitive with the paid.
Demi Lovato had hers, I feel like, on YouTube.
Yeah. Yes, Demi Lovato did. Yes, she did.
You know what I mean? And that's not until I think mid-September, guys. Fun fact, Paris Hilton is going to have like some docu situation.
Yes, it is mid-September, but.
September, maybe 17th or 16th, I feel like it was. It could be off, but I just remember hearing about it. Jimmy, I literally just heard about it, like, just the other day somehow. Dude, like, I just couldn't believe it because I was like, I feel like, Jimmy, I feel like, yeah, when you mentioned Juicy and all those things from, like, college days, Nikki Hilton, I feel like, also was kind of in that scene before we got to FIT. You know what I mean? Kind of, like, emerging as, like, she, what, had her own line and stuff, too, and then our Project Runway, they were always referencing.
Yeah, she also married into, like, a very old-school wealthy family.
She already is a wealthy family. What the heck you want to marry?
She married into the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds, though, are like super, super, super decades.
I know. School. I've heard of that name before. Yeah. You know, New York money also, though? Like she's
yes. Like, yeah. It's New York money. I think she lives here now. She's in Westchester. I think she lives in New York now. I don't think she lives in LA anymore. But she I know she got married and basically started popping out babies.
Stop. I never knew that. Oh my God. Well, hey. Friends. It's all circa 10, 15 years ago. Woof.
Yeah. I also read the book about the kids who did the bling ring.
Oh my God.
That was interesting. Yeah. Did
you see the movie? Is that why? I think I saw it.
I haven't seen the movie. I was just looking for like a book to read. I read it like maybe last year or 2 years ago about the kids involved. Interesting.
I love it. All the behind the scenes stuff. I'm intrigued with like real life stories behind. I used to always love when, oh my God, what was it? Like maybe VH1 stuff too, or I don't even know.
Making the video?
Oh, wait, no, Jimmy, no. They're like, no, what's it called, Jimmy? Like the
Behind the Music.
Sorry. No, for like more, I love this guessing game, sorry. Like people, Jimmy, they'd have the kind of like the true life stories, I'm saying, of certain actresses. I love that. That's what I'm talking about.
The True Hollywood Story.
Yes, thank you. The hour specials. I'm sorry. I love those things. Because you know
what? Those are great. Start doing them again. You just canceled E! News. Start doing True Life.
Who canceled E! News? Rewind. What are you talking about?
E! News is canceled. They canceled after 30 years. It's done. No more E! News.
E.T. Forever is still going, but E! News? Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no more.
Okay, that's a little, intense RIP. I didn't know about that.
Yeah. But they'll still air the Kardashians. Don't worry. They're not going away.
Dude, I don't watch them. You watch them, right? You don't even touch them.
I've watched some episodes and I'm like, I'm losing brain cells watching this.
Dude, my whole thing is, listen, I know from media buying at FIT, part of my major, part of my core curriculum, what we all watch, guys, affects the ad dollars going into what they spend their money on for the shows they prioritize in like the next season's run. I don't want to attribute to people's success if it's shit, you know what I mean? So I'm like, come on. I love it. Oh my God, so good. Well, guys, Jamie and I had mentioned as a recent post, but last little, again, PSA, maybe we mentioned Jamie last week. I can't remember or not. New episodes, friends, now coming out to you Tuesday mornings instead of Friday. Check out again at omg.pod. We have a post about it. I got to probably do some more stuff kind of coming up this week as well. Keep an eye out. Just I'm telling you, keep an eye out constantly because I'm just going to throw out random stuff depending on what Jamie and I decide. And again, guys, new episodes now on Tuesday. So get excited. In a couple of days, coming out with a new episode. We still record kind of on the weekend, so don't worry. We're kind of getting ahead of things, so we're doing well. And again, guys, feel free to share with a friend. Again, Jamie had a comment earlier. If you guys can relate to anything we mentioned, like, dude, shout it out. Comment, let us know. I'm so down with like a random, oh my God, that was me when I was, you know, XYZ life too. Girl, feel you. Let's go. You know what I mean? So keep an eye out, guys. Again, new episodes. Again, Tuesday instead of Fridays now. To kind of like keep your week exciting. You know what I mean? Why not? Tuesdays don't get enough love. So we got to make...
They don't. You can listen. I think my Favorite Murder comes out on Tuesday. So you can listen to us after you listen to My Favorite Murder or before you listen to My Favorite Murder, which is another incredible podcast.
I love it. And guys, also, Jamie and I are so nice because we always recommend other podcasts, which is like, Jamie will always be like, right away. I love it. Again, guys, I'm Krista.
I'm Jamie. Bye.
Bye, guys.